Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today we're diving into the future of AI. More specifically, this idea of a compressed 21st century, you know, like where we experience a century's worth of progress in just a decade. You've been diving deep into Dario Amodei's, he's the CEO of Anthropic, recent essay on this, and you shared some fascinating excerpts with us.
Yeah, it's a really thought-provoking piece. You know, instead of focusing on all the anxieties we hear about AI, Amodei kind of flips the script and tries to paint a picture of a really positive future, like a future that's driven by AI.
And he doesn't shy away from AI's power, right? He's talking about powerful AI, millions of digital Einsteins all working together, like at warp speed. What exactly does he mean by that? It's got to be more than just AI being a really good tool for data analysis at that point.
It's about AI becoming this driving force. Like, he uses this analogy of a country of geniuses in a data center. It's not just analyzing data faster or better. It's about this virtual workforce tackling scientific discovery, innovation, problem solving on a scale we can barely imagine.
So what would that look like in practice? Like, what's an example of how this country of geniuses could actually change things?
Well, one area that Amodei seems particularly excited about is biology. He argues that breakthroughs like CRISPR and mRNA vaccines, they're just the tip of the iceberg. He actually says they're more like hints at this vast landscape of discoveries waiting to be, well, unearthed by minds that are way more powerful than our own.
So are you saying that with AI, instead of waiting decades for the next medical breakthrough, we could be talking years, even months?
That's what he seems to be suggesting, yeah.
Wow, he really believes we're on the cusp of curing diseases, extending lifespans, even achieving what he calls biological freedom. It's almost hard to even wrap your head around.
It is, and he points out that right now, biological research is limited by just how fast we can do experiments.
Cool.
Humans can only work so fast, right? AI has the potential to blow past those limitations. And it's not even just about crunching data faster. It's about speeding up the entire research process itself.
Compressing the timeline of discovery. It's exciting, but also kind of overwhelming, right? To think we might experience 50 to 100 years worth of medical progress in our lifetime. And this acceleration, it isn't just limited to physical health, is it? Amodei also sees AI transforming mental health.
Absolutely. The potential of AI-powered neuroscience is huge. Amodei outlines a few ways AI could revolutionize the field, which could then lead to treatments, even cures, for some of the most challenging mental health conditions we face today. Well, for one, the development of completely new tools and techniques, like imagine even more powerful brain imaging, or AI that can precisely stimulate specific neural circuits.
It's like giving neuroscientists a whole new set of superpowers to understand the brain.
It really is. And he goes on to talk about how the research into artificial neural networks, you know, the kind of AI systems that learn and process information, kind of like our brains do.
Yeah.
He says that research is giving us clues about how our own brains work, which is fascinating.
It's like a feedback loop.
Exactly.
We're using AI to potentially unlock the secrets of consciousness.
Right. And potentially within this compressed 21st century time frame he keeps coming back to.
It's amazing to think about, but it does make you wonder about all this progress, this potential for AI to solve these huge challenges. Will it actually benefit everyone, or is it just going to make existing inequalities even worse?
Yeah, and Amodei acknowledges that simply developing these technologies isn't enough. He says we have a moral obligation to make sure that everyone benefits from these advancements.
He's talking about bridging the gap between the haves and the have-nots. But can AI really do that, solve a problem as complex and deeply rooted as global inequality?
Well, he believes it can. He's actually pretty optimistic about AI's potential to eradicate diseases and drive economic growth in a way that helps everyone, even with things like corruption and inequality.
Okay, so what makes him so confident that AI can be this, like, great equalizer?
He argues that AI can help us make much smarter decisions, both in how we develop these advancements and how we distribute them.
Okay, so, like, give me an example of that. How would that actually work?
Well, he uses the example of disease eradication programs, yeah, like how we eradicated smallpox.
Right.
Those programs, they were successful because of really focused strategic interventions on a global scale. And Amodei sees AI as being able to supercharge those kinds of initiatives in the future.
So AI could help strategize vaccine distribution, or allocate resources, or even personalize public health messaging.
Exactly. And it's not just about addressing the immediate problems. It's about the long term, too. Amodei also highlights things like renewable energy and precision agriculture, both of which can be powered by AI. And those have the potential to actually address some of the root causes of poverty and inequality.
It's almost like this positive feedback loop.
Right.
AI helps to create a more prosperous, more equitable world, which then fuels further development of AI for even greater progress. It's an interesting idea. But all this talk about a compressed 21st century and AI solving our biggest problems makes you wonder, what role will democracy even play in a world increasingly shaped by artificial intelligence?
That's a great question. And to Amodei's credit, he doesn't shy away from it. He actually tackles that concern head on in the essay.
Because you could see it going either way, right?
Okay.
On the one hand, you could see AI empowering individuals and promoting democratic values. But on the other hand, it could be used to create incredibly powerful and sophisticated systems of control and manipulation.
Right. And he acknowledges both sides. While he sees the risks, he ultimately believes that AI can be a powerful force for strengthening democracy, but only if it's developed and deployed responsibly.
So how do we ensure that AI empowers democracy rather than undermines it? Like, what's his vision for a future where those two things can coexist?
He talks about the potential for, like, a globally free information environment.
Okay.
Where everyone has access to unbiased information,
yeah,
the tools they need to really hold their leaders accountable.
It's like using AI to fight back against AI-powered disinformation.
Yeah.
And to create a more informed and engaged citizenry. But it does make you think, you know, if we're increasingly relying on AI to solve these big problems, these really complex societal problems, what does that even mean for us? What does that mean for us as humans? Like, what happens when AI can make better decisions than we can, even ethical decisions? Does human agency even matter at that point in this compressed future he imagines?
That's a big question. Yeah, something Amodei really grapples with in this essay, this question of the future of work, you know, the meaning of purpose, what it even means to be human when AI might be able to outperform us in so many ways.
So what's his take? Does he think we'll all just end up kind of sitting back and letting the AI run everything?
Not exactly. He actually suggests that AI could free us. You know, free us from a lot of the mundane tasks, the decisions that take up so much of our time and energy right now. Think about all the things we do on a daily basis that could easily be automated.
Right.
His point is that AI could free us up to focus on things that really require uniquely human qualities.
Like what? Give me an example.
Things like creativity. Critical thinking, emotional intelligence.
It's like AI taking care of all the logistics so that humanity can focus on the bigger picture.
Exactly.
I like that. But how do we find meaning in a world where AI is constantly pushing the boundaries? What happens to our sense of accomplishment when AI is always one step ahead?
Well, that's where I think Amodei's vision gets even more interesting. Because he really believes that even in a world where AI might surpass us in certain ways, human ingenuity and creativity will always be valuable. You know, we might not be the best chess players or the most efficient engineers, but we'll find new ways to express our unique talents and abilities.
So it's not about competing with AI. It's about figuring out how to collaborate with it.
Yeah.
Leveraging its strengths while still valuing our own. He's really painting a picture with this whole compressed 21st century thing.
He is. It's a really compelling vision. But I will say, he's not naive to the risks. Like, he doesn't try to sugarcoat the potential for things to go wrong.
Of course not.
Especially this possibility that these AI systems could become uncontrollable or be used for bad purposes. He spends a lot of time talking about the need for what he calls AI alignment.
And what does that mean exactly?
Basically, it's this idea that we need to make sure that these AI systems are designed in a way that aligns with human values.
Mm-hmm.
That they're working towards goals that benefit humanity.
Which is a lot easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even define human values when there's so much diversity of thought and belief?
Right. And how do you translate those values into something that an AI system can actually understand? Those are the million-dollar questions.
Exactly.
And Amodei admits there are no easy answers.
Yeah.
But he stresses that we need to be asking these questions, that grappling with these big ethical questions is essential if we want to create a future where AI is truly beneficial for everyone.
It's not enough to just build the most powerful AI possible.
Exactly.
We have to build it responsibly, thoughtfully, and with a deep understanding of the potential consequences.
And it can't just be one country or one company doing this either.
Yeah.
He really calls for global cooperation on this,
mm,
a shared commitment to building and using AI ethically.
It's a huge challenge, but Amodei's essay is a powerful reminder that the future is not predetermined.
Yeah.
It's not this fixed thing. We have the power to shape it. We have a say. If we're smart, if we're responsible, and if we work together, we can really harness the power of AI to create a future that's better than what we have now, healthier, more prosperous, and ultimately more fulfilling for everyone.
It starts with awareness, though. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we have to be having these conversations, asking the hard questions.
So to our listeners out there, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What really resonated with you? What questions are swirling around in your head after diving deep into Amadei's vision of the future? Hit us up on social media. Let us know. This is a conversation that needs to continue.